Yeah?
Today is my last day.
Today is your last day?
Yes, and I just want to express my infinite gratitude. And I have a thank you for you. It's just a card that says thank you. It says more than thank you, but really my practice is...
Okay.
Yeah, I feel I have some direction now.
And don't look too much on morality, because morality, the samadhi and panya, they have to be raised at the same level at the same time, yeah? I mean, it's a problem of Westerners, you know, I mean, lots of Westerners who do that, you know, think, yeah, you cannot. I often observe it, you know, the more people look at the small details, they forget the big details. And, I mean, the small details are not so important, the big details are important. Okay?
I'll do my best thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's for you. Yeah. You don't help me, but
you
help yourself. Yeah.
Thank you. But I do have one question I have infinite curiosity around, which is, with your own process, what was that like, the renunciation, as far as when you were younger? Did you already know you had some energy towards, you know, this contemplative life? And were there signs already before you even met Buddhism? And I'm just wondering if that was a slow process, or if there was a moment where it was like, okay, I have to leave this world, like this society behind.
You were born Christian, Catholic, or Protestant?
Under the Christian flag, yeah.
So the Protestants, you know, at 14 years, you know, they get some confirmation of the religion. Just wait. It was a slow, very slow process, right? But I was never happy, you know. I mean, I always felt, you know, when I was born or when I was very young, that this world is so cruel. And I couldn't understand it, you know, why people, you know, hurt each other, you know. And also, in the process, I got hurt a lot. I mean, the first 18 years, I mean, I completely locked myself off, you know. But I had a lot of bad karma also.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was looking down, everybody was making fun of me and so on, you know. And I remember I was quite good at school, yeah. I mean, the first primary school. But on the way back home, you know, if I didn't have my big friends with me, you know, I mean, they always beat me up, you know, every day. So I got a lot of bad karma, you know, in the first 18 years of my life. But then it changed, huh? It became very good, you know. But the question, you know, I question always had, you know, what is it, you know, I mean, who says this, you know, I mean, who puts all this there? Why is one person born, you know, in the ghetto of New York and his father teaches him how to kill people, and the other person is born as a prince, you know, somewhere and lives in completely luxury, yeah? So, I mean, if you ask that your Christian priests, you know, they say it is God's will. I said, I don't understand it, you know. I mean, they don't even have a chance, you know, of doing good. And the others, you know, I have a lot of chance of doing good, you know. How can this be God's will, yeah? Because the person who does bad, you know, I mean, he goes to hell, you know, I mean, for eternity. Yeah? And the other person goes, yeah? So God decides, you know, who goes to hell from the beginning of the life, yeah? Yeah. I wouldn't believe that, yeah. And Only later I came in touch with Buddhism, and then, you know, everything was explained. I mean, it's not one life, you know, it's millions of lives that we live, you know, and they come from one life. I mean, we will receive, you know, in other lives. So, I mean, that's why we are born, you know. Some people are born in a very bad situation, and other people, you know, are born, you know, with great parents, yeah, who teach them good, yeah. And others, you know, I mean, we know, we all have friends, you know. Some parents were really terrible, you know, and other parents, you know, were very, very, very helping, very supporting, yeah. And some were mixed, yeah. So, I mean, it explains, karma explains a bit. So I was looking, you know, I was looking for something out there, because I always was looking for something else. There must be something else. There must be another meaning to life. And, you know, I mean, when I looked at my parents, they were married, you know, I had children, you know, I worked, you know, till the end of their life, you know, and then what? Then they died. Huh? So what is the purpose? Yeah? But, you know, nobody could actually explain it to me. And then I took some, later on I took up meditation, you know, and then and only when I took up meditation, you know, I saw, you know, there's something, you know, there's something much more to life, you know, than the life I was living. And I had a good job, you know, and I could do whatever I wanted and I got paid for it. You don't find this job anymore. Not in the West, yeah. Maybe in very special places, you know, you can find a job like. But then, you know, I mean, what is the meaning of, you know, hoarding money? Huh? I mean, even going, you know, going on trips, you know, all over the world. Yeah, it didn't have the same satisfaction as doing practice. Huh? And then one time, you know, when I was clear of that, or my heart was clear of that, yeah, that, you know, I mean, life doesn't bring anything, yeah, brings less than I can get from meditation. Mm-hmm. Then I said, okay, you know, go over there. But people from the West always make the decision in their head. Yeah? That's why it never works out. If the decision comes from the heart, yeah, then it is so easy, you know, to live a renunciated life, or even go into mendicant, you know. It's so easy, you know, I mean, because the heart wants it, yeah. And when the heart wants it, you know, it does it, yeah. The mind tells us all stories, oh no, it's so dangerous, but the heart says, I don't care, yeah.
And the problem is sometimes we say to ourselves that, I'm going to follow my heart, but then you don't even know how your heart really...
Yeah, that's why you need practice, yeah? That's why you need meditation, yeah? I mean, when you see the results, when the heart sees the results of, you know, your meditation practice and knows, you know, that is the way to go. I mean, then it will go, yeah? But the mind will, you know, the mind will tell us, no, this is not, you know, I mean, you should be careful, you know, what is going to happen when you're 70, you know? But the heart says, I don't care. Yeah? I know it's the right thing. Yeah? So it's a discussion, yeah? And it can be quite painful, you know, because the mind, you know, or the kilesas create a lot of pain. But the heart is very stable and it knows, you know. And then that's the right time, you know, actually, you know, to go into renunciation or becoming a monk. Yeah? If you do it from the mind, you know, I mean, the heart says, no, I don't want to. Yeah, and then you see, you know, you see the Western monks after 2 or 3 years, oh, they were very hard, yeah. Striving to attain to something, yeah. And then they realize they cannot attain to something, yeah. And then they give up the ropes, you know, so, I mean. The key, I mean, I told you the key to practice is to observe what is happening, to understand, yeah. To understand the heart, yeah. And that's why we need to go into the heart. And the heart, once the heart, you know, I mean, once the heart is open, yeah, I mean, then we have all the possibilities, yeah. But it's a difficulty, yeah. because we trained, you know, for 20, 30, 40 years our mind. Yeah? And we believe only the mind. Yeah? The heart is, you know, I mean, still, you know, still sometimes uncomfortable, you know, and that's not, maybe this is not the right way. But the mind says, yes, you know, look at all the other people. That's, it must be the right way. Huh?
Some karmic.
Of course, there is also karmic, yeah?
Going or stopping.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be here if you didn't have the karma. Yeah? I mean, people who don't have the karma, you know, don't come, yeah? Or, yeah, if they come, they cannot stay, yeah? Because the karma doesn't allow it to stay. Yeah? You have to have certain karma, you know, to be able to stay here. Yeah? Or the same thing in Bhantat, yeah? You have to be able, you know, to have the karma to live with the Narayan. And if you didn't have the karma, the next day you were gone. Even though you liked this place very much, but you know, I mean, the karma was driving you out, yeah. So many people, yeah, I mean, especially Westerners. Oh, this is a great place, you know, and the next day they were gone. What? No, they were not kicked out. The heart kicked them out. Huh? Or the mind, you know, whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's a karma. If the karma is not there, I mean, why are people born at the times of the Lord Buddha, you know? I mean, it's because of their karma, yeah? Why do they come, yeah? I mean, there are a lot of people who never met the Lord Buddha, even though, you know, they just lived in the village next by, yeah? I mean, in Udon, I met so many people who came after the cremation to Wat Babandat. Before the cremation of Lungda Mahabua, they never came. It was the same distance. They never had the karma, you know, to meet, yeah, people like that. Yeah? So it's always a karma, yeah. So don't use your brain, you know, to decide what to do. Let your heart, yeah? Ask your heart, yeah? Go into meditation and then ask your heart, yeah? And if the heart does not know the answer, then just go on with your practice until the heart tells you the answer. Yeah? It's the best thing.
When, also we talked about that, you know, we are here maybe because of the karma. I think if I'm not wrong, when I read the enlightenment stage at Sotapanna, that is also a way to go to Sotapanna.
Yeah.
And then Sotapanna stage. So what is in fact this way to go to Sotapanna? Like if someone is not enter the stream, but is on the way to enter the stream.
Yeah.
Right? So it's how to understand that. Is that also karmic reaction?
Yes, of course. It depends on your karma of your previous lives, how far you get into this life. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But you can always make some more effort, yeah? You don't know how much effort you did in your last life. Maybe you were just at the gate of Sotapanna, you know, and then, you know, you couldn't make it, you know. And in this life, yeah, either you choose not to, you know, or you choose to go, you know, so you can go through the gate. But if you have been far away, so the only thing that I can say, go as fast as you can, yeah? Maybe you reach a gate, or maybe you don't, yeah? Maybe you're close to the gate in the next life, you know, I mean, if you make a determination, you know, that in the next life you will continue, yeah? And the more you practice, you know, practice towards this determination, then this determination will be fulfilled, yeah? Even if you don't reach it, yeah? But maybe you probably have the chance, you know, to reach it, yeah? But it all depends on your effort, yeah? And I don't mean the Western effort.
Ah, it has to work, it has to
work. No. No. Just one breath, yeah? Another breath, and another breath, yeah? And an investigation, yeah? That's all. If you understand what this practice is about, with the moment you wake up, you're either with a Buddha or with a breath, yeah? And then, or with the investigation, if you can go into samadhi very quickly. If you can go into samadhi very quickly, then you start with the investigation. And then the investigation is the main part of the practice. Huh? But as long as you don't go into samadhi very easily, then samadhi is the main part of your practice. Huh? I mean, investigation is that, you know, what cuts the fat off. This we have to understand. Huh? But it is the same thing, you know. I mean, if you try to cut branches of a tree, yeah, and you don't have a sharp knife, and samadhi is sharpening the knife. And the sharper it is, the easier it cuts through. Yeah? That's what we have to understand.
Why are we sometimes afraid to go to samadhi,
yeah?
Deeper samadhi?
Because we lose ourselves. That's what you think you are. That is gone in the moment you enter deeper samadhi. Yeah? And apana samadhi is even worse, you know. Yeah? Because not only you lose yourself, because, I mean, when you lose yourself, it is the notion of self, but you still feel, you still hear, you still, you know, I mean, you're still aware of things. Yeah? But apana samadhi is you're not aware of anything. Yeah? I mean, the difference between subject and object, when subject and object merge into one point, we cannot say anything about this one point. That's why apana samadhi is also called one-pointedness, yeah? Where everything merges into one point, yeah? I mean, you can call it as a big bang, yeah? What? I mean, yes, there's the emptiness. I wouldn't call it emptiness, you know, because there is knowingness. And knowingness is not emptiness. Huh? But emptiness, you know, I mean, it is a... it depends on what people understand under emptiness. Huh? I mean, there are stages, you know, of your practice where you feel your heart is empty. Yeah, and then people, you know, I mean, practitioners or monks, you know, went to look, oh, my heart is so empty, yeah? And then he said, you are still in there. You know that your heart is empty, you know, so you are the problem, yeah? So it's not really empty, yeah? It's not empty of you, yeah? It's empty of all the other things, but it's not empty of you, yeah? That's difficult to understand. But it's quite funny.
Is it also like you're afraid of death? Or something? Because it happens when I get to the point where I don't have thought and I just know that there is the breath.
Yeah.
And something suddenly coming and then.
Yeah. The kilesas are coming. You have to. I mean, if you go before you go. I mean, there are two ways to go into apana samadhi, yeah? The one is being interested of what is happening, you know, that just pulls you in, yeah? That is the easiest way, yeah? The other way is a struggle, yeah? And the struggle can go for hours, yeah? So before, if you know, you know, I mean, it is, you easily come to this point, yeah? Ask yourself, yeah? I mean, when I go to sleep, I don't know what is going to happen. I don't know if I'm waking up. Yeah? Yeah? So let's tell yourself, yeah, whatever can disappear, let it disappear, and I stay with what is left over, yeah? Because this you can be assured of, yeah, that there's something left over.
Because one time, very long time ago, it happened to me, and I think I went to sleep.
Yeah.
But I wake up.
Yeah.
And suddenly I didn't know where I am, who I am.
That is apana samadhi.
And it took me like 5 minutes.
That's right.
And I look at my watch and it's like, I feel like hours passed, but it's just like.
That's right.
And I start to really panic what's happened.
Yeah, because nobody could tell you about these things, yeah? I mean, if you would have known, you know, this is the thing that happens, you know, when you go into one-pointedness, and if you stayed there for a while, then you come out and you really don't know, yeah? Because then, and then, yeah, I mean, if somebody tells you, then look how this world is built up. Because then you see the thoughts coming up, the memories coming up. Slowly you gather your existence, yeah? And then you see your existence is nothing else, yeah? Than these modern video games, yeah? Where you choose a personality, you know, and be some person, you know, and play, you know, play a certain role, yeah? And this all comes back to you after you went into this one-pointedness. Yeah? I mean, it is interesting when you watch how this world, you know, arises, yeah? And only through our memories and thoughts, yeah? And then feeling, of course, and then the senses that comes in, yeah? I mean, it happened to me, you know? The same thing, you know, especially when I log, yeah? I mean, and I saw it building up, you know? I mean, I was sitting in my kuti, you know, I was a monk, and I looked, you know, where am I? Who am I? What is it? Why are you wearing these clothes? And so on, you know, I mean, what is happening? So it takes 5 minutes or maybe even 10 minutes until your world comes back to the world that you left before, yeah? I mean, it's so amazing, and then you see, and then you understand why the Lord Buddha talks about it. You know, this world is an illusion, yeah? Yeah? Because we see the illusion, you know, being created, yeah? Before we were one, yeah? And now we are suddenly separate, yeah? So we see ourselves, you know, in a different environment. We see the subject and the object, yeah? Being separated out again. But sometimes it doesn't have to happen every time. Yeah? Sometimes you can just come out, you know, it is like a mini dream, yeah, but you know, hours have passed, yeah. So don't worry about this, yeah. I mean, if you're interested, you know, I mean, these things, you know, I mean, if you understand what is happening, you know, and if you're interested to observe, you know, what is happening, if you learn to observe what is happening, then you understand, yeah? And then you understand, I mean, there's nothing in this world, you know, that, yeah? But, you know, your colleagues, you know, love to play these video games, yeah? They're constantly, you know, busy, yeah? I mean, it's nothing else, yeah? And they get angry as well, yeah? When they can't, you know, when they can't shoot down this person or can't find this treasure, you know, I mean, they get angry, you know. I mean, we get angry in this world, yeah? And they get angry in their virtual reality. And it's becoming more and more virtual reality, so the people will not be able to decide which kind of reality is it now. Huh? Is it the reality that we are experiencing right now, or is it a virtual reality with a helmet on, with all these? We are rebuilding our imagination or our illusion, you know, on the second stage, yeah, going down one more deeper level, you know. How will these people ever get out? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We are already, it's very difficult for us to get out of this game, yeah? Huh? to find something, you know? Huh? But these people, you know, who are in the game and play a game, yeah?
Layer upon layer upon layer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very difficult to get out. Okay, you understand? You don't be afraid of anything. Yeah? Just observe, yeah? And be interested, yeah? Now you have the opportunity to see, you know, what is happening, yeah? Yeah?
But there is no preparatory work to kind of relax it before that thing happens, you know?
Yes, the relaxation is, you know, I mean, to make comfort, you know, okay, whatever can disappear, let it disappear.
So just maybe program how.
Yeah, program. Yeah, just like a little kid programs itself, you know. I mean, or gets programmed that when the light is out, she doesn't die. Yeah. Mm. Yeah? I mean, we are afraid in the beginning when we are little children to go to bed, you know, because we don't know what is happening. Yeah. So it's the same kind of programming. Yeah. I mean, as I said, there are two ways. Yeah. Being interested is the easier way. Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, then we have to program ourselves. Yeah? And make sure, you know, to understand, the fear that comes up is the fear of the kilesa. It's not you. Yeah? Use this principle of anatta. Yeah? Whatever I can see. Huh? So don't say, I'm afraid. Say, there's fear, and then you can see it. Ah, that's fear. Yeah, and that's me. I can see the fear. So how can the fear be me? Yeah. So I don't have to be afraid of the fear.
So it's, we cannot get crazy or something.
No. You can only get crazy when you can't stop thinking anymore. Yeah? See about all these philosophers who got crazy? Yeah? And the last one was, who was writing? Hofstadter. Who was writing, or Hofstadter? Who was writing Gödel, Escher, Bach? Now he's in a mental institution. Have you ever read it?
No.
Yeah, Hofstadter. Gödel, Escher, Bach, you know, that was the most, you know, I mean, he was so close, you know, but then he couldn't stop thinking and he ended up in a mental institution. Nobody, there were only a few people who really understood what he was, yeah, what he was saying, yeah. I mean, it was fascinating, but yeah. Came out 86, yeah. The book. It was very, very interesting, but you know, I mean, you only get crazy if you can't stop thinking. Huh? If you can go into samadhi where thinking stops, you can't get crazy.
From samadhi,
No, not at all. Yeah. People who don't know samadhi says you get crazy when you do samadhi. Because they don't know. Yeah. They themselves are afraid of it.
One had this very strange experience, people took me to hospital. But they do a lot of checks.
What were they afraid of?
I don't know, something with my brain.
Yeah, people in the world don't understand, you know, what is going on. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So, I don't even talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah?
Don't even tell them what is happening, because they will not understand and think that you are crazy. But actually, who is crazy are they? Yeah. No, I mean, if nobody asks you, you know, don't say anything. Just don't say anything. People will not be able to understand. Because they live in their fixed world, yeah. And don't even question their kind of basic assumptions. Oh, yeah. I mean, they start to get afraid if their solid ground, what they think is solid ground that they stand on, if it starts to shake, they are in trouble.
And then their defenses come up and
they say, yeah, of course, their defenses come up, you know, but if they can't defend it anymore, then they can go nuts, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Then they need a psychologist to put them back on the...
It's not our job.
No, it's not our job, yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, if people are getting interested, you know, and you really have to be careful, yeah? I mean, you saw it yesterday, you know, I was giving a long talk, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And today, I didn't know what to say, yeah? Because people were not interested, you know, so I mean, why should I tell them anything that they would not understand anyway, yeah, or they would take it the wrong way, yeah? So you don't teach people, you know, something, you know, that they don't understand or take the wrong way, yeah? You only teach people, you know, who are interested.
Sometimes I'm not telling people. For example, if I'm going to a monastery, especially at work, I doubt that they would understand anyways, and I don't want to explain myself.
Yeah.
Instead, would you say like that's bad karma?
Like, no. Why should it be bad karma? You don't tell them a lie. Yeah. Yeah?
No.
If they ask you where you go, then you just say to Thailand, yeah? Mm-hmm. To Tibet, you know, I mean, or to India, yeah, or Gaya, yeah, I mean, I mean, in the 70s, you know, I mean, all these famous rock singers, you know, and rock bands, you know, went all to India, yeah? And came back, you know, with some good ideas, nice ideas, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's why nowadays, you know, the music sucks so much because they don't, yeah? They don't have any ideas, they don't have any creativity anymore. It's just, you know, I mean, it's just mechanical. Yeah? And the lyrics, you know, don't make any sense anymore. Yeah? But when you look, you know, when you look at the 70s, 60s and 70s, you know, I mean, that was, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, the Vietnam War was going on, you know, so I mean, yeah, the Bob Dylan, you know, I mean, or other rock bands, you know, against the war, you know, or, you know, I mean, bringing some new ideas back from India, yeah, that we did not hear in the West, yeah. But then it, you know, mid of 70s, it has dissipated, yeah. There was nothing left, yeah. The hippie generation, you know, died out, yeah. And they became conformists. Yeah. Even more conformists, you know, when before they became, you know, when they became hippies, you know, they wanted to open up the society, you know. And when they went back into society, they even closed it more. I mean, look at this vague culture, you know. I don't even want to talk about it. I just see it, you know, and I think, what is it now? How many genders are there now? 64 genders? I mean, when I was born, there were only two genders, yeah? Male and female.
The idea from the beginning was deconstruction, right? From Derrida and the philosophy that after it would become.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't find anything, you know. I mean, I don't know what happened. But I mean, some of the hippies remained hippies, yeah. But most of them, you know, became really conformists. Yeah? So is your question answered? Or? You don't even say anything, yeah? Unless they really ask, yeah.
For me, I'm always imagining, I mean, say 95% of the case today, they are not interested in it anyways, right? Mm-hmm. But imagine how I came to Buddhism, and that was why someone mentioned he's going on a meditation retreat, mm-hmm. and then that kind of like rang a bell within me, and I'm always imagining, okay, like, I'm not talking about it, like maybe I'm stopping someone who could be potentially interested in it, and that's that karma.
There are so many ways, yeah, they will find it, yeah. If they have the karma, you know, they will find it, yeah.